have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, what can I say? Open your mouth and say something. You know, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And so is two letters, the first two letters of the word something. So let the redeemed of the Lord open their mouth and say something. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, good evening. It is Thursday, and we are thankful. Today I am doing the podcast on the go. It's a beautiful day. Thought I'd be outside and share my thoughts today. This is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. It is where you find your positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes, people of God. Hey, hey, it's me, Loretta Petit. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com, and that's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. But right now, before we get kicked off with my thoughts, let us go to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we come now to thank you for this awesome day. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, for you are worthy of it all. Dear God, thank you for the opportunity of the airwaves to touch and agree with people all over you and that you recognize. That you recognize this week as Holy Week. This is Holy Week, a time of meditation, deep thought, gratitude for all that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had to suffer, for all that he had to endure for us, and he did it. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. And I know you are too, just grateful. So, and this week we think about how we have shown our gratitude, or we should ponder that thought, how we have shown our gratitude for so great a price that was paid at Calvary for us. This week is a good time for that, to see if we're on track with really living a life of gratefulness. Showing gratitude to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Of course, you know, they all three make one. Rolling right into Good Friday, which was not so good of a day, naturally, for the Lord. He died, but it was a great day for Christians everywhere and for believers to come to know that Jesus died to save all of us from the pits of hell. It's a great gift that he gave. There is no greater gift than that. But for all those who would not receive and who would walk away and turn away and deny and, you know, otherwise mock and don't accept Christ, it's a sad, sad, sad time, because sometimes they feel like they're having fun, they're living the life, but they're not in the ark of safety. They're not on the boat. You know, like Moses had an ark. Not Moses, Noah had an ark, and all that was on the ark, that ark was an ark of safety. They were saved. All who were on the ark of safety, after the storm was over, after the rains had stopped falling, after the waters had receded, and it was time to get back to living, they were in a new place. They were in a new time. They were safe. So the ark of safety, when we say that, it's kind of like that. That's the picture we see. You're on the ark of safety, and Jesus has put us on board so that we can be saved from all of the things that's happening in the natural that could change our mind and that could pull us back into the ways of the world or deeper into the ways of the world. But instead, you know, we have jumped on board that ark of safety, and so that means that there can be no demonic possessions of us, because we are already possessed of the Lord. My volume is acting crazy because I was moving. So maybe it bears repeating quickly. I'm going to do it quickly this time. I got the revelation as I'm walking today on this beautiful day. I hope it's better now because I stopped to say that Noah back in the day, he was instructed by our God to bring specified people and animals on board of the ARK, the ark. So as believers today, we talk about being on the ark of safety. And so that is a kind of ark of safety. They were able to jump on board. They were able to be safe from all the storm around them. And after the rain had stopped and the waters had receded and the storm had ended, they were able to demote us. We don't want to just go through the motions of saying we accept Jesus Christ and we don't mean it, because man might be fooled, but God is never fooled. He knows our hearts, right? So I want to encourage somebody today to accept Christ, knowing that he wants, of course, all of us to be saved, but many of us, many people around us, I don't want to say us in this sentence, many people will not accept this great gift that was paid with such a great price as the life of the Christ. So in any event, if you have family members, friends, neighbors, even acquaintances, as the redeemed, open your mouth and say something. Tell them about the Lord. Plant the seed or water the seed, and God is faithful to give the increase. So that was my repeat. Anyway, I do want to move on and say, once again, Happy Holy Week. And I pray that we take time to meditate and to review our lives, take introspection to see if we're living a life of gratitude for all that was given for us at Calvary, and that we would need Jesus to come down and to save our souls. So on another note, I want to give a shout-out to all of the students who are out for the Resurrection/Easter holiday, and that my prayer is that we would touch and agree by faith that they are safe and that they would do the right thing with this free time they've got and not get into any devilment, because our young people these days are so different from when many of us were raised. They come and look like they come here really smart, technologically speaking, but then they sometimes think they're smarter than the adults and they get into a whole lot of stuff. So we're going to pray against that, right? We're going to pray against that, that our children will, you know, do the right thing and be safe. All right. I want to give a shout out to all of you celebrating your wedding anniversary today. Happy anniversary, even this week. Happy anniversary to you. I pray that God continues to smile on your marriage and bless you, and that you guys hang on in there, because, you know, in life you're going to have some ups and some downs. We're going to have some goods and some not so goods, but hang on in there. Show us what marriage looks like in 2023. Show us how to keep it together in 2023. Free for all now. Free for all. Crazy kind of situation. But God's way is always the best way. So happy anniversary to all of you celebrating. If it's your birthday week, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. So we have moved out of National Women's History Month and we're right into the month of April. And we're celebrating Earth Month, and, of course, Earth Day is coming up on April 22nd. We want to, of course, be careful with our planet, try and do what we can to help in ways that we can help. There are certain things that are adding to pollution, certain things that we can do to change that, certain ways we can use our Earth to produce even some better things, better crops for us, by not putting certain things into our soil, watching what we put into our water, and then learn how we can be better to our planet so that our planet can continue to be its best for us. But as it relates to the Earth, just know that we all can play a part. We have coming up on the last Friday in the month, Arbor Day. We have, and I think that's probably going to roll on over into May. I'm not really sure. But we want to keep in mind that even on this month, we're looking at autism. And a lot of people are having autistic children. A lot of children that you may know may have a little autism. It's just so common. And if they don't have a severe autistic situation, you may not even recognize that they have autism, and it doesn't, you don't know until something maybe big happens and they find out from tests around you of what are their triggers and how to help them be comfortable in different environments, you know, especially tell the teachers, tell the administrators, and things of that nature. Coming up on tomorrow, we celebrate Christ on the cross. It's an observance more than it's a celebration, too, because had he not done what he done, did what he did, but had he not done what he had done and did what he did, we would not be able to have our names written in the Book of Life. So it is a celebration as well as an observance of the great price that Christ paid for us, right? Absolutely. This morning and yesterday morning, we had very early church. And I love, love, love this time of year with the very early church. It's 1 hour, very, very early for me to make my way way across town for service. Oh, Lord, we have, of course, an offering period. And then we go into the word. I said all of that to say we got it all done in 60 minutes. We can do all of that in 60 minutes. It's meaningful. It's heartwarming. It's spiritually filling, and people come from all over different ministries to come and celebrate with us every year. We call it Holy Week Symposium, and it is something to experience, every year for 3 days. So tomorrow is the big day. Why is the big day? Because people don't want to miss it every day, so they couldn't come Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They try and come on Friday. So it is the day that we get together. And on tomorrow, I think we're going to have like a church-wide outreach to touch lives after service. But it's a beautiful thing. I don't know what ministries around the nation are doing during Holy Week. A lot of different things are going on, which I think is beautiful. I know they have services at different churches at noon. Even starting on Good Friday, they have evening services and things of that nature. But it's a beautiful thing, a beautiful, beautiful thing. All the different things that a beautiful thing. What about you? You thought, send me your emails. And I like to touch base with you beforehand so I can know, get some ideas from you, maybe be able to share this so everyone could, you know what's happening and maybe can start their own in their various ministries, even for next year. So let me know what you guys had planned this week, what you guys have done this week, what you plan to do. Send those emails to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. If they bounce back, it just simply means I'm cleaning out my email. So resend it again if you would. Love to correspond with you. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. So as we look toward this month of digging in, there's a lot of things that happens in the month of April. When I was a little girl, we used to say April showers bring May flowers, right? April showers bring May flowers. So this is a rainy month. Right here in the South, I don't know if that's the same for everywhere, but here it is a rainy month. Always see clouds in the sky, seeing them now, but it was a very nice day today with some breeze blowing. Nice day, 80 degrees, but it's breezy, so now we have some good breeze blowing, and that's wonderful, so I'm out in it trying to enjoy it. But, yeah, so we're looking forward to seeing the beautiful gardens. I know I do. I walk the neighborhood to check out the beautiful gardens, everybody's ideas on display in their gardens, you know, their bushes and their trees and beautiful, beautiful flowers. So I have to up my game, guys. I have, like, a whole bunch of plants. But I have to up my game, get my flowers, get my bloomers out to the front, yeah, to do that. And I love gardens. That's one of my hobbies. I love gardening. I'm a flower pot gardener, though. I don't garden in the ground, but I garden in other receptacles, pots, small pots, medium pots, large pots, extra large pots. I garden like that because I like to change things around a bit, so I garden like that. That's one of my hobbies, it's a good hobby. I think I have really good hobbies. I do. I just can't get to all of them, and I get a little frustrated when I cannot because I enjoy doing all the things I do. I enjoy, you know, sewing, but sometimes I really got to get a good hit, a good, like, motivational hit to get to the sewing machine. But once I put it in place, I get everything ready, then when I pass by it, I'm ready to work and enjoy that hobby. But this is a beautiful month. Touch somebody's life with God's love, with God's goodness to you. Be a blessing. Let's learn to be kind. These are dark days in which we live, and all kinds of nasty, mean, ugly, evil things are happening all around us. As it relates to safety, everybody can't afford to have safety measures at your home. But I do want to encourage you to be vigilant. Take that wisdom with you as you watch, fight, and pray, and recognize that in these days we have got to guard ourselves against the wiles of the enemy, spiritually speaking and also physically speaking. If you can afford a camera, get one. An alarm, get one. Lighting, make sure you have lighting. I'm trying to figure out how to install more lighting around my property so that people can recognize that, you know, when you pass by, that light comes on, that you can be videoed much clearer now. So, you know, take some safety precautions. I tell my granddaughter, don't find yourself on that phone as you're going to your car, coming from your car, because you're comfortable. You could easily slip. Somebody could easily catch you unaware. So have your wits about you. And don't sit in a parked car and not look around what's happening in your area. It's just not safe, because even though you're in your car and you're parked, someone can walk up to you with a you know, with some type of a weapon, and it can still make you freeze and it can lose your life. So be careful what we do. Let's have our minds yourself and practice what you're on. Your armor, practice and know what you're working with. Know your tool, know your weapon, and you know, just know that God does protect us. God does keep us safe. That kind of faith, you need to have something else. All right. These are dark days, as I said, and God is looking for strong, true soldiers. Let's be soldiers on the battlefield for the Lord, and let's try and drop seeds of light into the minds of our young people, especially them. All the crime cannot be put on them, because many times you have an adult, you have adults who are dark seeding that into their minds, having them out on the street getting hurt, getting shot, getting cut, while they're somewhere at home trying to wait to see who makes it back in. With Molly, you got to watch that now. Don't get me wrong. We all should be smiling because God is good. But you understand what I'm saying. Just don't trust the smile. Trust the actions. Trust the actions, right? And trust God to give you that discernment. All right. So I'm saying all that because, of course, the things that keep happening, and I'm watching all this on the news, guns are still getting into schools some kind of way. Children are still being killed some kind of way in these schools. Parents are still killing their children. Neighbors are killing the children, kidnapping the children, stealing your cars. I just heard a story the other day about a teacher whose students somehow got access to her car keys, and she didn't realize they were missing. And this dude goes joyriding or whatever he had to do, ended up wrecking her car. So she had, you know, problems on her hands, even if it meant waiting for an insurance company to fix the car. What if she didn't have on her insurance to have rent a car while her car was being taken care of? What if she didn't have that on her policy? That created a hardship for her. The same people she was there to serve, the people she was there to help, one of them caused the discomfort in her life, caused a problem in her life, you know. And God forbid she had no insurance. Oh, well, she's got an ongoing problem to be able to get to her job and do her job. So we have to be vigilant. We have to be careful. We can't trust every face, even if it's the face of a child. We've got to know the spirit, try that spirit to see if it's the spirit of the Lord. Amen. All right, I just wanted to drop all that on in hearing today, and I just pray that you are vigilant and that you continue to trust God, do the right thing, and meantime, in between time, don't forget to reach out to me. You can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Correspond with me. I love to correspond with you. And check me out right here next week as well. You can do that. This is the place of positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes. I'm your host, Loretta Petit. This is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry Until Marketplace. And may God bless you. May God keep you. This is my prayer. Once again, happy Holy Week. I love you guys. It's the love of the Lord. Bye-bye now.
love.